This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been indicted for a fourth time, this time in the U.S. state of Georgia, for attempting to steal the 2020 U.S. presidential election from Joe Biden. More from Associated Press reporter Norman Hall.
The 97-page indictment details dozens of acts by Trump and 18 allies to undo his defeat in the battleground state. The accusations include attempting to bully Georgia's Republican Secretary of State to find enough votes to keep Trump in power, pestering officials with bogus claims of voter fraud, and attempting to persuade Georgia's lawmakers to ignore the will of voters.
Associated Press reporter Norman Hall. More grim news from the U.S. state of Hawaii, with the number of confirmed dead now at 99. The governor of Hawaii says he expects they will continue to find 10 to 20 more bodies a day as they continue to sweep through homes and businesses street by street. Meanwhile, he says they are also coping with the living.
There are extraordinary stories all across Maui and our state of people sheltering dozens of individuals in their home, taking multiple families in.
Rescue teams in northern Myanmar have found 22 bodies following a huge landslide over the weekend near a jade mine. A rescue worker and a local journalist said on Tuesday there were 42 people declared missing, many of them scavengers, searching for small pieces of jade. West African army chiefs will meet in Ghana's capital on Thursday and Friday to prepare for a possible military intervention to restore democratic order in Niger, this according to ECOWAS. Also, Mali's military leader said on Tuesday he spoke on the phone to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who said he stressed the importance of a peaceful resolution. This is VOA News. Russian forces unleashed a barrage of missiles on regions across Ukraine in the early hours of Tuesday morning, killing civilians and damaging civilian infrastructure. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Ukrainian Air Force says Russia fired a total of 28 cruise missiles at the country. 16 of them were intercepted, the statement says. Presidential adviser Mikhail Podolyak said on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the deliberate large-scale attacks were aimed at civilians, solely, he adds, for the sake of killing and psychological pressure. The barrage came just hours before top Russian military officials and their counterparts from Asia, the Middle East and Africa gather outside Moscow for a security conference where the fighting in Ukraine is likely to dominate the agenda. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. southern border is crossed daily and not just by people from Central and South America. Mohammed Sadiq Habibi crossed the U.S.-Mexican border illegally and now lives without documents, navigating life and work in the United States. VOA's Fahim Sakidi has the story from San Diego, California. Narrated by Behzhan Hamdard.
Habibi's journey began with a humanitarian visa to Brazil. He then embarked on a perilous trek through almost a dozen countries to reach the U.S. border.
We faced many problems. We put our lives at risk by coming here. It took us at least 3 months.
Habibi is one of the thousands of Afghans who have arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border seeking asylum in the recent months. Border authorities recorded a significant rise in Afghan refugees, with over 2,100 apprehended while crossing last year alone, marking an almost 30-fold increase from 2021. For Fahim Siddiqui in San Diego, California, Behzhan Hamdard, VOA News.
Five people were arrested in the UK on suspicion of breaching the Official Secrets Act, according to police on Tuesday, with reports they were detained for allegedly spying for Russia. London's Metropolitan Police said four people, two men and two women, were detained in the British capital in February the 5th, held at an address on the Norfolk coast in eastern England. None of the five was charged under the Official Secrets Act, but three of them are from apparently, after being charged with identity fraud, were Bulgarian nationals. All five individuals were released on bail and due to return for their charges in September. More information on our website at voanews.com, and you can download VOA apps from Apple or Google. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.